I just like to say, this idiot, you've been in the bush, but you've only been around where people are always at, there all the time. There ain't going to be no animals there. You get out in the Venezuelan jungle, and you're going to run into every kind of fucking thing. They would have killed you. If you're lucky we found you. You know what lives here, man. You know it.
What lives here?
You don't.
You know about it? The caiman? The puma? The leopard? The ocelot? About 50 different breeds of poisonous reptiles? Are you aware of this? How long have you been around here?
14 months, Father.
The anaconda?
I'm not aware of all of it.
36 foot long? Can crush a horse in seconds? Don't you think you old water komodo? You didn't know about the great mammoth water komodo?
Yes, Father.
The land komodo on top of it? Didn't you think you should have told your brother this? Tripping out in the jungles? Did you not think that this government is our ally?
Yes, Father.
Well, what did you think? How did you manage to think you were going to get in Venezuela with the government alerted? I've alerted every person in this government, from the Prime Minister on down. The Border Patrol said if you tried to cross, you'd be shot. How did you think you were going to get out of here?
I was going to go down there by the Barima River and stay down there.
They've all been alerted. No boat would dare pick you up. It'd been a violation of law. All the canoes.
Coast Guard already notified you. Come up and down the river looking for you already. But you didn't have a chance in the world.
You think I've located in this jungle, knowing all the scalawags like you that have done this shit before, after been through Leon's lies? We knew that wasn't sufficient. If Leon could make it, even though he's a vegetable, that wouldn't be enough for you people. We knew there'd be others. So we had firm working alliances. We wanted Leon gone, because we knew he was a babbling idiot by the time they found him. Talking about fighting in World War III, you heard all that. So we wanted him gone. We didn't want his big fat ass around. And the government said that it's lucky they weren't handling him. Anybody got any questions to ask these assholes that have taken all of our workforce today, spread out, got the Guyana Defense Force alerted, the Coast Guard alerted, the Border Patrol alerted, the Prime Minister's Secret Police alerted? Anybody have any? Minister of Agriculture alerted, and the Deputy Prime Minister alerted, and the Commissioner of Police alerted, and the Kaituma Police alerted, and the Matthews Ridge Police alerted, and the GNS alerted. Well, picked up, and it was a law that you had to be returned here.
Right.
Anybody that violated it would be in trouble with the federal government. Anybody got any questions to these characters? Stand up and look at your fellow comrades. Stand back and let them look at their fellow comrades. Yes. You know that. Did you tell him that? If you picked up by jail and jailed, speaking against this country, speaking against black, speaking against socialism, going to Venezuela, did you bother to tell him about the cat of nine tails? Why didn't you tell him about the cat of nine tails? You weren't thinking of it?
No, Father.
To speak subversion against this country, to leave parent and home, to violate law and be out after curfew, you'd be eligible for 39 stripes with a cat of nine tails. Yes, he had a good design in watching him. We have made a vow. We have met too many pigs. We've met too many snakes. No, there's nothing in the human book, in an animal vocabulary that describes humans. We've met too many capitalists. Mangy capitalists. Vomitous capitalists. We've met too many of them, and their past shenanigans. You are not going home to that fascist Babylon until our people are here. And then we'll be glad to be rid of the likes of both of you. You want to tell us how this plan got concocted? Of course, you might as well know we have already a great deal of information. You want to tell us how it got concocted and what your plans were and exactly who laid the plan and who encouraged the person to begin it?
Father, we talked about it on my front porch and in the back there in the kitchen. Back there, that's how it got together. It was just
when?
The day after I got brought up.
And brother, you need to be standing up here because you allowed this to happen by putting him in charge of somebody else. You ought to stand up here and assume responsibility for letting this character. You ought to know better than to put them together. God, how this could have ended. 5 or 6 days after we dragged you out of a jungle, how this could have ended. Because you'd have finally had to go to the jungle. Because every government, you'd have been evident when they were stopping to pick you up. How do you suppose we knew where you were? You passed 2 government people. They informed us. All the natives informed us. We now have high-powered CBC units that evidently you're not alert to be aware of that travel miles. I don't really know what's come off with you idiots that you couldn't have more sense than this. Just how did you expect to get out of this country, you say? Go on the river?
I plan on going down to the Marimba River and live down there.
And what were you going to do when you got the Marimba River?
Stay down there and fish, live off the land right there.
Live off the land down there?
Yes, Father.
In capitalist Venezuela? This socialist country will bring in an Air Force plane and give us free service when somebody's in need. Like our brother was paralyzed until I healed him. We couldn't cancel it. It was too late. When Brother Williams was healed, and same with Brother Swinney, he was paralyzed from a stroke. Brother Williams was paralyzed from an industrial accident, the moon hitting him. But they come in here free and pick them out, take them out, back to the hospitals. In capitalist Venezuela, well, the revolution is not complete there. They found you there. You'd be held until you could pay your way back. They'd hold you in a jail. There's no floor. It's something like Devil's Island. The jails here are humane because since the revolution, they've made them humane for youth. But they're still a cat of nine tails. And I think they must know what they're doing because they're socialists and they still choose to use the cat of nine tails. So I guess we'll have to get us a cat of nine tails to be in conformity with the law. And believe me, if you get whipped 39 times with a cat of nine tails, you will be carried out. This is goddamn proof that Mao knew what he was talking, that there's only one way to change people.
That's right.
It's out of the barrel of a gun.
Right.
Okay, now what are you going to do when you get down there? You're going to live off the fish in perpetuity? Immortally? Eternally? You're going to live off a fish there in Venezuela?
Yes, and to find a job there. Find
a job there. Why, you've got a job here, you've got free medical care, you've got free housing, and if you qualify, free education, then we could send you to the Soviet Union, to any... Of course, you're a capitalist. You talk openly about this. You want to get to a capitalist country. You too?
No, Father. My plans were to go to Venezuela. My plans were to go as far as the ridge or something like that and then live around there.
Why, Guyana, don't you know that this government, I'm a personal friend of the leader of the party, of the Marxist-Leninist Party? I'm a personal friend of his. I've done missions for him, you idiotic fools. You all better be listening. Don't you know that he wouldn't allow that? You'd have been picked up and brought to here, and if you didn't come here, you'd have had to go to jail. How do you suppose I've been able to survive with all the conspiracy and fascist pigs that have been on our backs? The government's with us. The only people that are venturing in here are coming in from Venezuela. Conspirators that are paid assassins, are kidnappers. But Jesus Christ, this government's with us. I'm a friend of the Minister of Immigration. We were able to lay every part. We had a few problems from the conspiracy with customs, and all it took was one phone lifted up, and now everybody sails through like there was no. They were the kings and queens of state. We had to have a strong government behind us because they were determined to hound us all the way over here. Have a strong commitment from this government. They've told us, the foreign minister. I told all of you idiots, if you were listening, that if they came, they'd have to come over his dead body to get me. How many heard me make that statement? Then how did you presume you're going to live in Matthew's Ridge?
I just did. I just thought I could.
Shit. It'd have been good if you'd lived out there for a month without the shelter of the most socialistic cooperative. This government calls this their best cooperative in the world. Because you have all the shelter, all the protection. It'd been good if you'd been out there 30 days. And the government didn't arrest you. It'd be too bad. Because all of us have been concerned about your asses, whether you were dying slowly from some disease, some tropical disease deep in the jungles, or had been eaten partly by a tiger, or rather a leopard, or a puma, or whatever the hell you might be suffering out there, vegetation, just doing the ordinary exposure. You don't evidently know the jungle. You better not try to make kindred with the jungle without a guide that's got an intuition to get you through it like I have. Wouldn't a dream go in this jungle if I hadn't proven my own intuition. I took the first party of settlers here and led them around and right back to the dining room where we were at, in the thicket of a jungle. You don't have that kind of system to lead you in a jungle. You wouldn't want to be there one night. I don't know what this bird knows. You were going to Matthews Ridge and he was going to Venezuela, huh? You going to eat fish? Who said this business about eating fish?
I did, Father.
How are you going to Matthews Ridge? That's not the way of the river. Your stories don't gel.
Is it on the way there tonight, this fellow sent down by the Barima River and then catch fish there and eat them in the morning and then we go on up there towards Aircock and go on up to the ridge.
God, the great adventurers. Who's going to provide your medical care? Who's going to provide your food? There's unemployment here. We're the only cooperative that got total employment because the fascists have tried to destroy this country by destabilization, by raising high tariff barriers to their exports. And so there's no free trade. And we're the only ones that got full employment and full medical care because this country barely holds together. It wouldn't hold together if it hadn't been for us. When the CIA tried to overthrow us, Russia told them that they were watching us. And that caused the CIA to lay off of our ass and the governments too. In a sense, we saved the good leadership of this government because of our prior associations with the Soviet Union. We've had strong and friend ties, warm, warm bonds of eternal friendship between us and the mother of the socialist revolution. Her missile might, when she gave a public notice to this foreign minister's government, he was proud that it came. The foreign minister told us, and you can check with all the parties in that were there, Paula and Debbie, I don't know who all the parties were that were in the foreign minister's office, that the Soviet Union gave them notice that anything, gave the acting government the time when the good leaders were out of the country and it was about overthrown. Some of you don't know the nightmare of what we went through to fight for this country and save this land. You know. And the Soviet Union was so brave that they would even risk a nuclear confrontation by saying, hands off a people's temple. When the good leaders were out and they were trying to kill us off here, they said, hands off, because the Soviet Union is watching what happens to Jones and his people. They're our friends, and we want nothing to go wrong with them. That's what the Soviet Union said. I'm talking about the great Soviet Union. That's tremendous that a country would risk nuclear war. That's what that kind of a statement would risk. You're abominable. You think the country's going to let you move freely here when they need us, 700 people in an economy here, producing, providing them with new careers, medicine, every associated career, the academics and technical skills? Do you think they're going to let you do what you want over and above our wishes of 700, nearly 800 strong? Who do you think they're going to listen to? And what do you think we're going to do? Let people walk out of here and go to Matthews Ridge to live their nefarious life? You produce what kind of life you could do. You first thing you did when you took your liberty and sold our things, you made liquor that would have killed anybody. You both engaged in drugs. You think we're going to allow that kind of thing to be under our nose? We only know what anarchists will do when they're under our nose. Right. It's obviously our nose wasn't tight enough, but it'll be tight tonight. Your ass is going to be tight in the bind tonight. But you put us through, and what kind of story was you going to tell? What was going to be your story about this place? Now tell me the truth for a change. We know the whole song and dance. Everybody goes out prepared to lie. If you'd had a listening ear, nobody listened to you.
If somebody asked me what I was doing, I was just...
What kind of story did you tell? You met some people.
One lady asked me, where was I from? I told her I was from Port Kaituma. And she goes, oh, and then that's just when I went on.
Mm-hmm. What were you going to say, friend?
If somebody asked what I was going to say, I was going to say that I chose to go on my own and that no one... I chose to go on my own, and that I was given the choice, and so I took it. That's what I was going to say if anyone asked me.
Do you believe this? Do you buy this? Here, do you know this? Did you know, you remember this? You ought to know this. One of our workers that was attacked by the big cat, lost his eye, deep cutting scratches into his chest and back, left permanently impaired and crippled. A cat in the jungle. Well, I would think that stores like this better get around. There's nothing to fear in this environment because we have a protective aura. Nothing comes in here, no snakes to bother us. We've never been poisoned. Never been, not one has ever bit us. But you know about all those poisonous snakes. Snake that travels the speed of a car. What is it?
It's laboria.
Yeah. And how many times can it bite you before you even know where you're being bit?
3-7 times.
Didn't you think that was highly significant? Trushing out there along the edges of the road where you had to go back and in and out of in the woods. You can't afford to go any distance at all. There's swamps on both sides of this road going to Matthews Ridge, and certainly you can't get any further than the port. Didn't you think you owed it to him to tell him a little bit of the risk? He doesn't know shit from apple butter. You've lived here. You've lived here a long while. You didn't think you'd meet a laborio. Do you think Father's going to protect you when you're out there against everything in his will?
No, Father.
You people are outrageous.
That's what happens when you trust capital. Him.
There are no camaraderie. There's no camaraderie. There's no only an alliance, both to do their own thing. One's going to live in Matthews Ridge, and I don't know what the other was going to do. What were you going to do? Call your mother?
No, Father. I knew I couldn't go back, so I was just going to live down by the river.
No, you couldn't. Your mother said if you found you, we sent you back. Probation. Turn you over to probation. That means you go to jail with your record.
You're getting very lucky that you didn't get on with Tom, because he would do you in. It's the first thing that caused him some problems.
Leave this place. You think you're going to find a good life out there? You think you're going to be able to make enough to live on? When you got malaria outside of here, people who got malaria, everyone except in this place, when you got malaria and your temperature runs up to 105, and if you don't have some way of controlling it, it goes 106 and your brain is damaged, you go blind, what the hell are we going to do then?
I was just thinking about, like, when I first came here, I wanted what it was like to survive out of the bush. And
what do you think? Should we fence off a part of the bush tonight and let them see how it is to survive out there?
Yeah.
Don't give us no bullshit. You've cost this land. You've cost us several thousand dollars today. In phone calls back to states about what we do with your mother, come get in. All these people have to be notified. She don't want shit to do with you, man. No relative going to take you back there, man. They won't take your responsibility. You'd just been picked up if you'd have got there. Anybody else got something to say to these two? I don't know how the psychologist to talk to. You had a psychologist, a beautiful woman to talk to, like a mother to you, and what the hell you did, just trumpet in the ground. Don't you think it's a bit parasitical to live in a socialist country when you didn't like socialism and you're going to live up here on your own? This is a socialist country committed to having all of their people live on cooperatives like ours. Only you don't get the benefits that we do. Closed circuit TV and a movie. Because they haven't got that kind of benefits yet to offer because they're trying to save their nation. Don't you think it's a bit disgustingly hypocrite to want to live in a socialist country when you were pledged to capitalism like you've made your open statements? What is it?
He's willing to live under fascism.
He is.
That's what he said.
Now there's nothing private. Your kids' counsel is all obliterated. Your privileged relationship with your counselor no longer exists in this room. She's ordered by the good of the collective. She's ordered by the good of the collective to tell everything you've said.
I have no commitment to you, Brian Davis. I want you to know that. Father has been very good to you, and I don't have any commitment to you, because you've already told me that you're not interested in this cause, you don't care, you're willing to go back to fascism, and if they torture people, well, you may watch, you may not watch, you may get involved, you may not get involved, you're totally unconcerned, you just want to live to do your own thing, that's what you said, right?
Shift, please.
So don't
you may, get involved, and you may not get involved.
Don't act humble right now, because you don't mean it. You're humble.
It's better to come up with some honesty tonight, because you're going to get a lesson nobody has ever had yet. And how much of a lesson depends upon how honest you can get. No bullshit games with us. Yes, sister. It's going to all be blown up. You saw it. You surely both saw that movie, One No Blade of Grass. Both of you saw that. How did you relate to that? Didn't that seem very much at home with white Americans?
Yes, Father.
Don't you think that's going to happen?
Yes,
what?
Yes, Father.
I'm puzzled about why you can think you could be at more protection, more love, more support out there trying to live alone. You haven't got a doctor out there. We have the only doctor in the Northwest District. Absolutely only one.
Police come in here to get treated by the damn doctor. What do you think they do that? They got a doctor in Port Kaitumore and Matthews Ridge. Why the fuck do you think they come to us?
Their doctors were all killed by the capitalist system that you don't mind. That you don't mind whether you wish to help them torture or whether you stand by and watch. The Yankee imperialists blew all their young doctors who were worthy to live, and you two don't even have the right to live, the kind of parasites that you are. They were all blown up, along with 60 other Cuban fine students, were blown up by our fascist CIA October last. That's why they have no doctor but our doctor. The young woman that was to be posted up here, a young Indian, and a young black that was supposed to be at Marburuma, both blown to pieces by the capitalists that you have no contempt for, the capitalists that you would even participate with in their tortures, the capitalists which you'll take the prerogative, you filth, you vile filth. You're vile, you're evil, you're insidious, you're low. And you would go back there and watch them, you say. Torture, or you didn't know whether you'd participate or not, as I understand.
I didn't say that, Father.
Well, explain what you said. You didn't say any difference that you would object to it. I'm disgusted that I thought it was of some use to hear you have a dialogue with you, but there was no use to it at all, because I didn't notice any indication that you cared. You tell me when you said you cared.
And she was honest enough to admit it. Manipulated her mother's mercy, who felt very keenly and motherly for you. And I gave you that outlet. You manipulated my mercy. I gave you an outlet to talk in which I would not even break the seal of your privilege.
That's right.
Nor invade your privacy. This is not contemptible. I don't know what contemptible is. Blooms was mild compared to some of the thorns and things that they shoved up, and they were cut up, their intestines were cut up, and they bled slowly to death, and babies thrown out of 17 floor windows while the mothers watch. Enough, sister. That's a mother's heartbreak. You don't give a goddamn about anybody. You stomped over her goodwill and intention. And she's striking out because justice and reason did not prevail. There was only one language you understood. It's masochistic. And I'll bet with your masochism there must be a lot of sadism when you wouldn't accept such love as that and want to go out and not knowing, not telling us anything, not discussing anything with us, come up against the might of 800 people. You didn't know what our logic was. There's no possible way we can tolerate anarchy. No possible way that we can tolerate people going out and living on their own. The government won't tolerate us tolerating it if we chose. That was one of the commitments I made to my good friend, the head of the government party, Dr. Reed, that none of your people must go out alone and live alone. They must live in your cooperative and work together for socialism on your cooperative and not take from the job market. That is a commitment. Because I know you will be responsible to let nothing happen that will embarrass our country in a terrible relationship with the Yankee horde up north. and will not do anything to allow our people to be embarrassed by misconduct. So the moment that they leave your community, you must then let us know so we can throw them out or in jail. The only American group that was out here trying to do what you did over here, they threw them all out, picked them up one day and just threw them all out. You know that. Making their liquor, smoking just a little marijuana, out they went. Because this is a socialist country trying to build a new woman and a new man.
No country would put up with you, so you've been in trouble in the United States. No country would put up with you.
Straight to jail. You were in jail before that phone call came to your house. And your fucking ass would have been fucked, you'd been beat, and every goddamn thing else. It pisses my fucking ass off. I wish I could beat the fuck out of your fucking face. And you too. You fuckers stand up and you don't even listen.
We gave you a home when you had to go to jail. And you, young and frail and redheaded, you'd be different. They'd have been about 17 raped you the first night you'd been put permanently there. 35 got raped. I know one chap, 35, that left the church. Used to be an organist. 35 raped him along with the officer till his bowels were hanging out down almost to his leg, to his knee, the shank. How do you think you're going to get by with this shit? Everybody's been in jail tells you what they have to do. They had to stand in corners with their ass to the wall. The big men like Chris Lewis. And finally had to yield to some kind of sexual relationship, whether they wanted it or not. You had to form a sexual alliance in order to survive. In any prison or jail, you have to form a group sexual alliance with men, whether you want it or not.
They think they're white and they're going to get by. That's what you think. That's
well, that's white or black, the whole goddamn prison system. So the sisters came through, this last group that came through, they brought me newspapers that showed the headlines of prisons crowded 100 times more than they're supposed to be equipped to take care of. Packed in like mackerel in the United States. Single little units, no bigger than from me to your feet. And they got three people in the goddamn things. And no space for them to go out. Sometimes they only get out one day a week to look at the sun. I mean, not all day, just a fucking hour. And that's some of the best prisons in New York and on the East Coast. It's getting that bad in California. Only for the one special colony for Nixon criminals. I don't know. I'm a gentle person. I don't know how to deal with you miserable fuckers.
They stole half the kitchen. We searched their bags. They got cups.
Well, I know that. What'd they steal?
Cups and flashlights and things like that. And boxes of matches. You know. And when we caught them, this some bitch right here tried to resist us with the cutlass.
Because we told you Steve had the gun on you.
You want to? We have. I can take perfect liberty tonight. Do you want to take the cutlass with somebody here? Would you like to take a cutlass? Would you like to take a cutlass? The government will not hold you. Hold us a bit responsible. Give us a reason why not.
I wouldn't be able to do anything with the father.
Why'd you take the cutlass to a black brother then?
No, father, what happened? I was standing there, and they came, and they said, give me your cutlass, and then they went around and snatched it out of my hand. Like that.
I didn't. Tommy will tell you what he did.
I grabbed you right here.
Let's hear what they did. Is that the way it happened? I see somebody going to tell the truth tonight.
No, father. What happened was, they came and they said, give me your cutlasses. And then Brian just stood there with tears. And then instead of just handing it over quickly, he just stood there with it in his hand. And someone had to walk around and take it from him.
Well, then that's not the same truth. No, all the government wants us to do is just take care of it privately. They did right. They're not supposed to do anything out on the streets.
Have people looking for you all day long. We wasted so much fucking time out in the fields looking for your asses. We got time looking for your stupid asses. Fuck, you would have stayed out there and got some shit.
Neither one of you deserve any pity, and if anybody gets to use the cutlass, I want to be allowed to use the cutlass on both of you, because I'll cut both of your heads off, because I think you both deserve it. I think both of you deserve to be stood up against the wall and shot. Stephen, I apologized to you last time. Against the wall and shot. Stephen, I apologized to you last time for saying that I thought maybe you should be able to shoot him, because I think I should be able to. I'm the one that brought you into the world. I am responsible for your being here. I feel I should be allowed to shoot you tonight, and if nothing else, kill myself to keep the church from getting in trouble. That's what I think should happen to you, and I think the same thing should happen to you, Brian. I can't tell either of you how much I despise both of you for what you've done to Father in this cause. And to think that you would threaten a black brother. I am ashamed of both of you, and I think both of you should be shot now. And I think I should be allowed to do it.
How many vote for the vote for her proposal? How many are opposed to it? How many are opposed? I think they're sociopathic, and they will not lead them yield themselves to redemption. There's no way to deal with this chap. I know one chap here by experience. He's without any moral compunction. He's stolen from us. He's done violence to us before. He's violated our laws over and over again. He has no moral compunction. He's given job and opportunity after opportunity, and he fucks over everything you give him. Brian admits he cares about no other human being. I can assure you, gentlemen, we are not going to trust your word about whether you're going to travel anymore or not. I can assure you, you will not get the chance to meet on a night and agree to commit conspiracy against this movement. I can assure you, you won't walk one goddamn inch. I can assure you of that. A personal secretary said to my wife today when she was talking to me, "Well, why didn't you give him a good beating instead of talking to him and shaving their hair?" Good. That's his executive personal secretary. Well, I want to hear you said, Sister Taylor, Tucker, you opposed shooting because of what?
Come on, Fred. Come on, Fred.
Anybody else that's opposed, give us some good reason.
The reason why I say opposed, I don't think his mother should have did it, because it allowed someone else to do it and create that hardship upon her.
Roger, I agree.
I agree with that.
And I don't agree with it. It's because if I feel like I should be allowed to do it and then kill myself, the church wouldn't get in any trouble. It would be a killing and a suicide by an upset mother that doesn't like what her son's doing. I've thought about
it. It's very honorable, but we wouldn't dream of sacrificing you for this vermin.
Father, I don't...
What's in the workers?
Well, I'm sorry, but you didn't know this.
Bobby, he had more guys, because I heard about this story when I first came here, and I came here after you did. Well, because they told me about this story when I got here.
When he first came here, we told Tommy and all of them to live in the dorms with us. Of a guy who got killed, and it took a month for them to find the tiger, and they finally killed him by the school in Kaituma. But he killed the man.
Is that correct, sir?
Yes, Father.
They told you about the man-eating tiger.
Yes, I did. What Anthony did.
You told me about what was back there, about the lies and shit and what was back there.
And, you know, because I was talking about going back there, Father, you told me what the fuck was back there.
He told you lions. There are no lions. Leopards, tigers, pumas, ocelots, black panther.
We left the state to get away from assholes like you, so there's no reason in real why we shouldn't kill you. Why should we have bring you over here and make us suffer with you all along, and people can't work in the fields from chasing after your ass? There's no reason in real why we shouldn't kill
you. Nobody's
going to
chase after your ass anymore, I can assure you.
Serve anybody or care about anybody. Why do you think you deserve to live? To just do your own thing? You say, why do you think you deserve to live?
I don't really deserve to live. I don't think I deserve to live either. Well, for my negligence, I apologize to you, Father, and the rest of the people for letting them cause you so much pain. And for that, for one of my disciplines, I would like for Sharon to come up and slap me because I put her through that pain. And for another thing, I would like to get the running discipline that Tommy had. And for trusting Brian because he was one of the harder workers. He fooled me because he was one of the hardest workers out there. So I put him in charge. So I would like, you know, for putting Sharon through that pain. For all the rest of the people, I like to be slapped for her and have the running discipline wherever I go during working hours. And
your conscience speaks keenly. You've made an error of love and trust exactly like she did and exactly like I did. So you won't be punished for it. Enough. You brought that on yourself. I don't know anything. I'm sorry.